You're listening to Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet, and live tonight in our Cedar Falls studios, Crash. That's Crash, live in our Cedar Falls studios here on Studio One Tracks. Things My Friends Say All the Time, and that is the very first track on the new album, Things My Friends Say. Congratulations on that new record, Crash.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Chris Burnett speaking for the band. Let's introduce everybody.
Yeah. I'm Chris Burnett speaking for the band.
First of all, can we cuss on here? I got some really strong points I want to make tonight.
Technically, no.
No? Okay. All right. This is Kim Murray on the bass guitar to my right.
How are you doing?
Behind me, this is Paul Bloomquist on the drums.
Hello.
Collectively. You don't have to stand, Paul.
I should introduce Scott, too, because speaking of cussing, the reason I ask is because I was going to say I have a friend who really can't control himself sometimes. He just swears intermittently, whether it's in front of children or old people. It kind of doesn't matter. He just doesn't have that sensor. He's with us in the studio tonight. This is Scott, my best friend in the world.
Yeah.
All right. And should we mention that he's on the cover of the album?
I think that's worth mentioning.
Okay. He's on the cover.
It's a wonderful picture. He's kind of holding a hand out as if to bless something. And this is a little known fact, but we just did a mock copy of the Guided by Voices B-1000 album. If you look at that and side by side it with the Crash album, pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that after we get off the air here. Because we've got that back in the library. We can do that. Do you ever, as you were doing that song, I was thinking, are you going to like add to that list of of things your friends say as that song evolves in performance?
Sometimes live, you know, I do. Sometimes I start.
You've already done that.
Improv it, yeah. And like the one about Why Are Your Eyes So Red, that's not on the album. And then the last one, You Microwave My Tears, actually was something that Kim and I were doing when we were doing the demo. And I came up with that line, and I thought it was just brilliant. I was so excited about it. For whatever reason, I didn't put it on the album. Because who would microwave somebody's tears? No one.
Well, thank you for doing it for us tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Let's have some more from Crash.
Okay.
That's all I want. got you. That's all I need. Sometimes for real, I'm acting right now like you care for me or not. This is reality, this isn't TV, this is the real me, this isn't CD. You're acting like you like me right now, 'cause you're not yourself tonight, tonight. I'm acting out loud tonight. I am sometimes for real. I'm acting right now like you care for me or not. This is reality. This isn't TV. This is the real me. This isn't CD.
This one requires the use of this coin. I've been pulling this out every time we play, and this is a real silver piece, and it appears on our record as well. You know what's funny? I should tell you this now. Mark, you appear on our record, unaware of having
really?
Done so. Yes, you do. There is a little audio clip that, of you announcing a Crash song from The Name They Changed years ago, and I sampled it because I was like, oh, I just want to get his outro. I'll play it for you. And but we put it on TV Fun Lights, the third song, and it's kind of in the background, but you can barely hear it. It was one of those compromises that I made where I was like, oh, the rest of the mix is so good, just leave it. But trust me, it's there. So anyway, back to the coin. This is a silver piece, and it graces the beginning of this song, and I'll use it. I'll show you how it's this. It's called Midwest Sky.
Divide, not off to the side. Midwest sky. Long drive into setting sun, brush strokes, the painting has begun. Watch as the colors bleed into one. Patterns of clouds that texturize, feel small as day turns into night. Let go of all your worries inside. Everyone tries the Midwest sky. As far as any I can see, all light and dark there in between. Blend across the divide.
That's Crash, live on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. We'll have more from the band live in just 1 minute here on Studio One.
Now you can hear IPR's Studio One 24 hours a day. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through the IPR smartphone app. Our new web stream includes your favorite Studio One shows like Backtracks, Java Blend, The Folk Tree, Studio One Tracks, and more, plus new shows like our Iowa Artist Showcase, Gas Money, and Rust on the Dial, a two-hour Americana spotlight. To see the complete web stream program schedule, visit iowapublicradio.org and select Studio One.
We have a live band tonight from the Quad Cities in our Cedar Falls studios of Iowa Public Radio, and they are Crash. And we're going to have some more music here in just a bit. Chris, for those who don't know, what's the history of this band?
This band's been around since I was in a band before when I was in high school, and you guys were one of the few radio stations around the Quad Cities that played us. Tripmaster Monkey. I was in that band for 10 years from the time I was in high school, and we got signed to Sire Records and went and toured the U.S. a couple times back and forth. We recorded in Boston and got a chance to go to the U.K., actually, on the label's dime, so it was really cool. We made a video that is still on YouTube that I think MTV played it twice, and just a little scratch with it. It was really, really, really great, but when that band broke up, I had just started playing guitar in the band. They got me to do that so that our lead guitar player could play more intricate leads. And thank God they did, because it gave me an outlet to write songs with. And so I started writing under different monikers. I was the Fresh Prince, P-R-I-N-T-S, clever. I did that. I was the French Prince once, too, just for fun. And I came across the idea that Crash with an extra H is kind of like Chris, because there's an H in Chris that seems to be silent that gives it the k sound, I think. And so when I first started, it was me and whoever I could get to play. So I was like the constant. And I got these guys a few years into it, actually, after the first full-length album. And we started playing together, and we would change the band name every time we played. It's not a good idea. And in fact, we still tangle with the fact that Crash may be an awful band name. We're not real proud of it. You have to explain how to spell it. We didn't anticipate the internet. You know, we didn't see that coming, that, oh, if you're going to look up a band, you're going to check, you know. Uh-huh. So when you tell someone, you have to say Crash with an H. And then there was the whole Dave Matthews cover band stuff that we're like, let's stay as far from that as we can. But we would change it according to the show. We'd be Crash Landing, Crash Course, Crash Cow, always with the H, thinking that, well, they'll recognize that, and it'd be kind of fun. And then people would toss their own in, like Crash's Clay. And for like a Thanksgiving show, we'd be Crash Potatoes. Or for Christmas, Crash Kringle or something. So we kept changing it. And then a smarter guy than us, with a little background in marketing, was in our band for a while, Eric Stone. And he said, guys, that's marketing suicide. He said, you change your name every time you play, you're not going to build up a following. And my attitude was, well, we're not anyway. But we took his advice and we kind of tempered it a little bit. And since then, we've just been Crash. And it looks better on the albums. And you have to admit this, too, that Crash without the H looks really weak. Think about it from now on when you see that word in print. It looks just weak. It doesn't have the, I don't know, gusto or something. Mm. But you've got a microphone. Step right up.
So happens I do.
Yeah, and so anything you'd like to say about your joining the band and being in the band?
I was probably the last holdout. Me and Paul were in a band together before Crash called the Winter Blanket for a number of years, and we were the rhythm section in that band. And Paul started working with Chris, and they were kind of just coming up with some songs and some ideas, and things seemed to be going well, and they just kind of kept throwing hints at me, like, you know, just try it, you know, maybe a couple songs, no pressure. And they kept cornering me, and eventually they got me in the basement, and something just kind of, I guess, stuck, and I was intrigued, and we just, it all took off from there.
And then, you know what, that was like 11, almost 12 years ago. Hmm. Yeah, I think three full lengths, two EPs, and, well, actually four full lengths now, and with the new release, which comes out tomorrow, by the way.
Glad you mentioned that, Chris. Yeah, it's out tomorrow. Where can folks find this?
Best place is to go to the Racket Records website or directly to the store. It's on Cartouche Records, which is a really killer label out of the Quad Cities that's doing great music. Got, you know, Bedroom Shine. We've got Multiple Cat, Brooke Strauss, J.E. Sundy, Sean Cowispell. You know, we've got really, really good output. We just did a showcase last week with Brooks, J.E. Sundy, and the Devin Frank Vanishing Blues Band, which if you have not seen, oh my God, amazing show. Yeah, so cool stuff going on there. That's the best place. You can go to our Bandcamp site. I believe you can pay for it there. It's on iTunes, all the usual circuits stuff. But I'd like to send everybody to Ragged because it's a great store, and buy from them.
It's Crash live on Studio One Tracks.
Okay. First, I want to say a quick happy birthday to Donovan. He's 7 years, or he's 8 years old today. He's no longer seven. And I think he's listening at home, so he'll get a big kick out of this. But this is the finishing track on our latest album. This is called Didn't We Have History Together? We'll be right back.
but you can see the
so much. That's the howl we're used to hearing.
Thank you.
Is it okay to do covers on here? Sure. All right. Because we've been enjoying this one. This one's really fun. You guys might like it too. Let's see.
As the midnight moon is drifting through, lays a sway in the trees, I saw that look in your eyes, looking into mine, seeing what they wanted to see. Well, darling, don't say a word, I've already heard what your body's saying to mine. I'm tired of fast moves, I got a slow groove on my mind. I want a man with
somebody who will understand. When it comes to love, I want a slow hand. It's you and I, it's okay, you and I, living like we wanna believe. Well, I'm looking down at the perfect round. What's that word that rhymes with ear? Darling, don't say a word, 'cause I've already heard what your body's saying to mine. I've done it all night, you say all right. We got time, I found a lover with a slow hand. I want somebody with an easy touch. Don't want somebody who will spend some time, not come and go in a heated rush. I want somebody who will understand. When it comes to love, I want a slow.
That slow hand is done by Crash. When you said you're going to do a cover, that was not what I expected. I thought, oh, it's going to be, you know, some Guided by Voices song.
Right.
Maybe. But, Pointer Sisters, 1981.
Yeah. Some guy asked us at the last show from Devin Frank's band. He's like, man, great. You did that Conway Twitty song.
Yeah. I guess he did a version as well. He didn't write it, did he?
I think it, I've I think always thought it sounded like a country song.
It does sound like country, yeah.
Kind of the way we play it, country.
Yeah. The new record is Things My Friends Say, comes out tomorrow officially, right?
Officially, yes.
And you're going to celebrate by doing a show in Chicago.
Yeah, we're headed up to go play the Tonic Room. It's a cool club downtown in the city, and we've played there once before, and it's just nice and cozy, and it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to it.
Do people in Chicago look at Rock Island as being kind of like, you know, the far suburbs of... probably not. It's a little far away.
Chicago's a tough market, I think, for any bands to kind of break. But, you know, I think there's starting to be some penetration and talk there. Our friends Gosh just moved there. And I know that they're doing great things and getting shows and playing. Hope to see them out tomorrow. And, you know, with the Day Trotter explosion
right.
that's happened over time now, it's that's kind of spread into suburbs. You know, they've got the what's the space in Evanston now, the Evanston space, that's they're getting great shows there, and I think it kind of has a, you know, feel of what Day Trotters bring into the Quad Cities. So it's getting better all the time.
That's good to hear. Well, let's have more from Crash.
Okay. Great costumes, or as we said in France, les costumes magnifiques. Or no, that's backwards. It was les magnifiques costumes, which if I wanted to sound French, I said everything like Inspector Clouseau. That's what you do.
That was my plan.
It worked. Okay. Great costumes. Party in the Woods. And this is usually where we have an audience member count us in, because it's our big audience participation thing. You know, it makes them feel even more a part of the show. But I'm not going to ask Scott to do it because he has a weird sense of timing. So, Graham, you're a musician. You can do this. It's one, two, one, two, three, four. And really hit it on the four.
All right.
Thanks.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
I've never seen a lot like this. Party started with a shot, dear miss. The host undressed. playing the mess. Carnival was on the way. Oh yeah. Several minutes and a bus pulled up. Crowded parted and the bus was stuck. The people sang an evil song. Music stopped. Everyone stepped back. All were there to see the show that ended with Morales through the door. Killing moon and a hush red glow. New arrivals start to overflow into the woods. Fire rage, spirits all escape the captive shells. Costumes fell and hit the ground. A wave of fear began to circle round. This was a whip crack circumstance, and with a bright flash, broke the glass there in the dark.
We'll be right back.
That's Crash, live in our Cedar Falls studios here in Iowa Public Radio. Our thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer. Thanks to Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks to Chris, Paul, and Kim for coming over here to Cedar Falls to do this show for us. We really appreciate it. Crash, Things My Friends Say is the new record, available now, right?
Yeah. Starting tonight.
Starting tonight at midnight?
Yeah. Big, huge lines outside those retail places, yeah.
Okay, so a record release date is really still a real thing then?
It is.
You know, everything's so blurry these days.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, yeah. And what do they have to come out on?
Friday. Yeah. Okay,
I'm not sure
and that's
why.
Tomorrow.
But yeah, that is tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day.
Thank God, it's Friday. Huh?
Yeah, Things My Friends Say from Crash. And thanks a lot. One or two more, whatever you want to do.
Okay. We say clap. All right. Hi. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Good. We're going to play a song. This is called Clap Jordan. This is about one of the best clappers in the world. If you guys get into clapping, do you? This stuff, good, because you came to the right place, because when we're finished, you can amp it up. But the best clapper in the world is like he has skills like Michael Jordan. So he's appropriately titled Clap Jordan. So it goes like this. Well, let's turn it up.
Out a lot into a crowd just as the song is ending. Foregone conclusion, thunderclap trap set up freak show. So long, illusions to the one that they let all
One more and then we'll get out. How's that sound?
Phil, you good?
Okay. One more. And this is called All Roads Lead to This Place. Which is not true. Did you guys get lost getting here? We did. Do you know where you know right where to go and how to get here? We didn't. And I've even been here before. I'm a geographical moron. And there's the addresses are weird, aren't they? In campus town here? I mean, it's like there's no street. You can't Google it. You know? I don't know. This is All Roads Lead to This Place.
So glad you're here.
Determine I'll